Yeah, Scott can move over, so you as a city council can.
That's fine, let Tom sit there.
We got plenty of space up here.
Well, I'll make sure she gets them.
Do you have, is that marijuana?
It doesn't look like it. Okay. Yeah, well, now it's fine.
Peggy, are we ready?
Yes.
All right, welcome everyone to our Thursday, August 19, Public Art Committee meeting and everything. And thank you all for being here, and thank you, city councilors. And we have a guest that we'll hear from after a bit and so on. And you all have the packets, right? You all have the new packet. Okay, great, great. Anyway, hope your summer is going well. And thank you for being here. We are, we're going to skip over B1 and B2. We don't currently have those minutes, but they'll be coming at a later date. So let's go ahead and get right going on discussion items. And we'll just start here with C1 regarding the loan of the Lofton sculpture. And I know this has been an ongoing topic. It's been on again, maybe not, maybe and so on. And Cynthia, do you have, please, an update for us on the Lofton sculpture?
Yes.
Is this on?
Is it on? Okay.
No, this isn't on.
Oh. Mine is.
So I've been speaking without a mic. Okay. Yep. This one?
Yes, if that is still okay with the committee.
It's here in your packet?
Yeah.
He's out doing forest work and cutting logs when I finally got him hold of him, and he just wasn't in the best mood to talk. So that's why it kind of took a bit to understand what was going on. And apparently he is a bit of a rascal. But he will bring to you the sculpture.
They're gone, Bill. Anita and her son moved them. Can we talk about money?
Yeah.
Do we have some questions, comments from the committee? Yes, Judy.
So is there money associated with this that we're going to have to spend on any of it, or?
No, just the time of the itself.
4 feet.
Joan Lofton is kind of a short woman. It is probably about 3.5 to 4 feet tall.
Thank you.
Is there a contract, like length of time it will sit?
Yes, I have a sample from past date.
So Cynthia, so you mentioned about oiling the piece. Are you sure that isn't Corten? That it's designed to rust? I say, are you sure it isn't Corten metal, that it's designed to rust rather than, and if you do that, then you shouldn't oil it.
Looks like rock.
And would it just be freestanding? I mean, it's not bolted down?
It would be bolted.
Would be bolted down somehow.
Does it need a pedestal? Okay.
And the city would insure it, I assume? The city would insure it then, for in case there's damage to it, or?
No, my main concern is with liability, and you know, if it gets tagged or it's an outdoor sculpture, a long-term loan just seems like it's sort of an odd contract. But if she's willing to hold the city harmless, then you know, I'm okay with it. Oh, okay. Well, that helps a lot for me.
Cynthia, would you mind, you may have already done this, but would you mind resending that contract to me? I'm sure I'm going to have to get it ready.
Something that is advantageous of the samples, of the two samples that we have here of Lofton's, you know, it's obvious that this particular one is the taller. And, you know, even though it might not be 6-7 feet or 8 feet or whatever, you know, that concrete pad is a little bit on a rise of the yard there to the north of the pack. So that, I think that will help a little bit too in its visibility. Or so I understand it's a long-term loan. We're working on a contract on it. The city would be held harmless, and us, the Public Art Committee, if anything should happen to it. I'm just trying to review in my mind so I can put my mind around this. A little bit of oil and whatever helps with the upkeep. We don't pay for it or rent it, but there will be time with the Public Art, the Public Works, what, to go to Logston, pick it up, bring it back here, and install it?
No, I think the sun is going to do that.
Often sun will bring it in his truck.
Okay, I misunderstood. Thank you, that's good. Then bring it over, okay. Oh, it's not very heavy.
It's like a wood stove or something. You can actually.
Oh, I'll be darned.
I have a question. You say kind of long term. Are we talking 6 months?
Okay, so it's an open end.
Like it, find the money to buy it.
Or if we wanted to move it, we'd be able to back out or leave, or replace it, what you're saying. We would be able to replace it. I don't know how a contract like this works. Does it mean that she says 5 years, that means we have to keep, yes, Peggy?
I just wanted to tell you that our new rule for masking allows you to remove your mask when you're speaking during a meeting because it's virtually impossible to hear people with them on.
Oh, that's good to know.
The contract, I was questioning whether we have an out as a committee to remove it before the time. I don't know how these contracts work. I'm not obviously a lawyer. So.
I'll check with the city attorney. I mean, it seems to me what I'm hearing is that this is just an agreement that has no end. Should we make it 5 years, if not terminated sooner or something like that?
I think it is a good idea to give us an out on it in case suddenly someone says, here, we'd like to give you this wonderful, amazing statue and sculpture, and yet, oops, we've got this other one there. I mean, we don't want to offend them and just say, you know, get that thing out of here. But I think to allow us some flexibility in that, I would even say do it year by year or something.
A renewal contract that mm-hmm. comes up.
We will word it so that it's for a year and can be renewed for subsequent years.
Maybe something about by mutual agreement.
By mutual agreement, exactly.
Are there any other questions or comments from the committee?
I was wondering if we would want to create some sort of little plaque or something to identify it.
Oh, definitely, I think so. Is it, design-wise, is this going into the center of this pad, to the left, to the right? Is it up to the artist's son? How does this work?
Kind of up to whoever puts it there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Cynthia, for doing all this work on it.
This is great.
Thank you.
And I like the picture of Joan.
Right.
Hold on, that shouldn't be.
Hold on, that shouldn't be. Yes. And he's local.
Uh-huh. And, all right, anything else you need from us, Cynthia or Peggy, about this?
Right, and also, we really do need to have a motion, a second, and a vote on this.
All right. So, do I have a motion that we accept on a temporary rotating basis Harold Lofton's, what's the name of this sculpture, please?
Untitled.
Untitled. Okay. That what we, you
I
know.
Like boo, I like title.
So, kind of a motion like that. Is that enough, Peggy?
Yes, uh-huh. I'll wordsmith it because I know you're.
Okay, please
okay.
do.
I so
move. Okay, I second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you, Peggy, for reminding us about that motion. And Cynthia, please relay to Joan and Stuart and other members of the family our thanks. That, you know, they're willing to loan this to us and everything. And we really appreciate that.
We're taking it from her yard by her house.
In the night.
Well, it'll get a lot more exposure at the pack than, you know, by her house.
Right.
So, you know. Okay, good. All right, so... Let's go on after the Lofton pictures in your packet. We have an email from Casey. There isn't a date on this, but I know Peggy will help us. Remember when Casey was here last presenting artwork ideas for the site of the News Times, we had asked him about getting some sort of evaluation and a price on the Eckstein wood sculptures and their maintenance and upkeep. So just because I know some of us around the circle here weren't here last time, and that's how this has come about. So we have this email from Casey, and Peggy, would you like to, I'm not sure which sculptures he's referencing, so maybe you can help us.
Okay, so I apologize for not putting the photographs in here because he clearly sent some photographs, or did I? No, I didn't. So what he's actually saying is that there are a couple different options for maintaining those sculptures. And I think he's talking about, I don't know how many of these exist in the city. These are pieces of art that just came on their own. They volunteered to show up on city property and now we are responsible for them. So in any event, he has agreed to come back and talk to us about the options. At least he looked at it. We haven't even been able to get anybody to look at it, but because there are various options, I think that we would want to talk about that.
Yes, before we decide, hey, let's put Bondo here and let's stuff something else in there.
Right, I mean, that right. Whole thing sounded pretty alarming about filling in cracks with Bondo.
So, Peggy, do you happen to remember here in paragraph one, this first picture, do you happen to remember, is that the great big one over at the PAC, or is it one of them over at the Visual Arts Center?
I think it was one at the Visual Arts Center, but I can't be certain.
Okay. But you can send them to us, the pictures later and so on. And
yes, I sure. Completely apologize for that. I didn't realize that. Because he didn't send them in the same email, so.
Cool. I think it's really, really good that we have someone starting to look at them because we haven't found someone heretofore to look at that. Cynthia, and then Bill.
I think Bill was first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Bill.
This is more of a general question for future. When we come across sculptures like this that need so much work, and time and effort and money, is there any place where we can bring these, or does this even make sense, bring them inside for display and then replace them with a new piece of art? We don't really have a place like something like that would fit inside where it can be protected and not constantly have to have this maintenance done. It was just an idea for future thoughts.
Okay, thanks, Cynthia. Bill?
They can be shrink wrapped. There are companies that can come in and shrink. No, I'm serious. That would shrink wrap right. It and protect it for a winter. It wouldn't be a permanent solution. But if we were in a hurry, they can come in, they can run a shrink wrap, seal it, and then just peel it off when you're ready to.
Well, you know, I'm kind of concerned here because we had talked about not having a meeting in September. I'm not sure I'll be here in September. I'm not sure I won't be here in September, but that would put us out until October. So if I go to Italy, I'm leaving on the 1st of September and won't be back until the end.
Right, right.
So I don't think we have time to have another meeting this month. We're on the 19th or so right now. I mean, I could try to get Casey in if you want to have another meeting. Not
no,
really, because
I don't like that idea.
That is pretty much problematic in terms of the Oregon public meetings law. So, I mean, I can ask Casey. I'm happy to reach out to him and see if he could come in for 30 minutes. That would be pretty much every
second. Yeah, because you're really
I could
booked
out.
Up trying to get ready to leave.
Well, could he do a Zoom meeting presentation?
We don't do Zoom meetings any longer.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
We're not doing Zoom meetings any longer. Public meetings, all of our public meetings right now are in person, and until those things change, we're, you know,
doing prohibited them. From doing one, you say.
Well, it's not the law, but what happens when we do a Zoom meeting is that we have to set up all these laptops, which are no longer in this room. Our very sophisticated system doesn't work with Zoom without adding all these devices.
I meant from us being home, not coming here and Zooming.
Well, I mean, there'd have to be a way to put this out to the public. I mean, we'd have to have a way to live stream it and put it out on Charter Channel 190. That's the issue, because people have become accustomed to the transparency of being able to see our meetings.
No, I agree. I just forgot.
Which is how we ended up doing all of our meetings in this room, because this is the only room where we have that capability to do live streaming and the television.
Uh-huh.
But what about if Casey was just streamed into here.
It sounds like it's easier than, and it doesn't look like we're going to do anything in August here, but if we would, to just bounce in quickly. I feel that I'd like to see more with and have more of an explanation from Casey vis-a-vis each sculpture.
Yes,
and we look at X. Okay, here's what this is, here's this, here's where I put my finger all the way through, and blah, blah, blah. And so that we do it sculpture by sculpture with images. Yes, Judy.
Peggy, regarding these sculptures and the cost of the repairs, is that something that's put on us, or, I mean, would the city...
The city, you know, when they did their budgeting this year, the city budgeted $10,000 for maintenance of public art.
Right.
So it wouldn't come out of our $25,000.
Right.
So that's a good thing, but...
Okay, that's what worries me. It's like, suddenly, here, you guys deal with it.
No, it's not coming out of that money, so we would be easily able to... I can't imagine this would cost that much.
Yeah.
No.
And this is everything that Casey said. All of his words are here. The only thing missing are his photographs.
Yeah.
And
right.
And so you can really see the huge gift in a way that Eckstein performed, not only in creating the sculptures and
oiling
and,
them, year
but
after year.
You know, then taking care of them, Peggy.
So I have a question, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but how many of these are out there? Is it just three?
That's my understanding. Two at the first, it started with the great big one at the PAC, okay, as you look out the lobby of the PAC. And then the next one was the freestanding tall one out the west side of the second floor of the VAC. And then, Tom, there's that smaller one that's
on the bench
on the third level. And that was his third one.
So when you say on the bench on the third level, are you talking about outside the building?
Yes, these are all outside.
And then, you know, I don't remember who brought this up earlier, but somebody mentioned, is there any possibility of moving even the smaller ones to an interior location?
Well, I think that's a good idea, rather than rushing into something. But I don't know if we have a space. I brought that up earlier. We could move things in somewhere.
So what I'm wondering, what I guess I'm asking is, are you thinking like if we had a storage area here at the city, we could take them all indoors until somebody was able to...
I was more thinking of a display as is.
Oh, I see.
You know, this was...
Right down here.
Right there. Someplace where... I don't want to hide it. I was just
trying
to protect it, you know, in a lobby. I don't know. I'm not a designer.
No, I mean, I think that's a really good idea, but
ready.
I don't know what the rest of the committee thinks. I mean, I
know some, personally know some artists that don't want ever want their stuff reconditioned. They want it to naturally fade away, basically.
Well, my comment would be that Jürgen clearly wanted them treated at least annually, and he did that. And I think what we need to do is just get a coat of oil on them. And I don't the bondo idea is probably a good one. I would kind of move that we approve $1,500 or $2,000 to oil and address the three sculptures.
Are you thinking that if Casey is willing to do it, we should contract with him to do that work?
Yeah.
And we can volunteer, too, if it's just moving brushes for him.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, too. Anita, who's our landscape technician, she does not work for me any longer, so I can't commit her time or anything. But she had a group of volunteers who participated in various arts activities this year, including cleaning murals. And, you know, she did volunteer to put oil on these sculptures, and she did talk with somebody at England Marine about what product should be used, and they said tongue oil. So there's that possibility, but I think if you want to do something that you know for sure gets done, because we don't have unlimited volunteers and I don't control Anita's schedule at all, I think Tom has hit on it, and that is perhaps you approve up to a certain amount for maintenance, and I'll work with Casey on getting a contract and getting it done.
I like that idea, Tom.
Yeah, we got to be careful about working with volunteers on those large sculptures. Right. And so, well, Casey, we need to make sure that he's bonded and all that.
Well, Tom is exactly right. And, you know, that's one thing Anita said to me is that we would need to have volunteers on ladders. And I said, no, that doesn't work.
Right. So Tom made a motion. Is there a second to that? So we can discuss.
I second motion. It.
Okay.
I'd like to have some more discussion before
discuss the motion.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of taking the smaller sculpture and putting it someplace else, because we've got one at the path, one at the back, maybe one at City Hall. I don't know.
We have one out here.
We do?
Out in the hall.
Yeah, we do have
one. Oh, the small one. Yeah, I saw it today. That was great.
So do you mean outside?
Well, I don't know.
I agree with Tom in that. I think we should move forward instead of dragging it on and on and on. We've been talking about this for a long time, and I think that's an excellent idea just to move forward and get it done.
I agree. I think $1,500, you can get a lot of oil on that.
Judy.
So, again, I just want to clarify, would this money be from the city $10,000 maintenance money?
It'd have to be. Right. There's no other source for it.
I think I'd like to kind of qualify what Tom is saying here a little bit or whatever, and that's to have Casey prioritize, the three sculptures, and what needs the most help the most immediately. And, that he would start on that. Gosh, I guess we just have to trust on this, filling something with Bondo or sanding and refinishing. But yes, Peggy.
Well, one thing I was thinking about is what if we just told Casey we wanted him to apply whatever oil it is and not deal with the Bondo thing this year? Because that seems like it would require some planning time that it seems like we don't have.
Yeah, that's what I thought Tom meant when
I think that was Tom's motion, was just put a coat of oil on it, wasn't that, Tom?
I could go either way. I mean, if he sees obvious places where it needs Bondo, I wouldn't be opposed to having him just go ahead. I mean, I think those sculptures have lasted so long because Jürgen took such good care of them. They are not going to last forever, you know. I mean, they're wood sculptures. They're outdoor. But they probably can last another 10, 15 years if they're taken care of.
So I have some problems with the Bondo. I think you can probably do a wood filler or something like that. That's more compatible with wood than a Bondo.
Oh, Bondo's.
Bondo, yeah. Isn't this working?
Bondo will work well. I used to work in a body shop. It'll work fine in wood.
Yeah.
It's just plastic. If I could do it, but it would have fins on it when I got done with it or something. No, it's usually dries white and it's painted.
Oh, you can't tint it.
Oh,
because I
yes, you can tint it, but that gets way out of my.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering if we fill something with Bondo, it's going to be like a big
glob.
I think
it's going to be so noticeable.
I think we're looking for a short-term solution for the next, at least winter, so we can have the time to do it correctly. I think that's where we're going. I don't think there should be any bondo or any anything like that added on this round.
Right.
I think I would tend to agree. I mean, plopping in hunks of plastic into your wood sculpture. Yes, Cynthia. I agree. Right.
I have no idea of them, and I'd like to see them for a while longer. The person who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
But we do need.
Well, I completely agree with Cynthia. I mean, personally, I wouldn't have a clue. And he has examined the sculptures, and these are his thoughts. And I feel like if you're comfortable with that and Cynthia's thought there, and just saying something to him, we'd like to enter into a contract for up to X number of dollars for you to winterize these sculptures.
Do you want to assign an oversight team just so he can work with a few? Is that legal? Like, would it be considered a meeting if three or four people just work with?
Well, four people would be a serious problem because that's a quorum of this committee.
Right, two of them.
But, and secondly, an oversight committee to oversee somebody's work, I don't know. That drives me out of my mind.
No, what I meant was somebody. What I meant is somebody that can relay information back to the committee, but not in a meeting form, and work with Casey. Not when I say oversight, I don't mean actually standing over him. But if he has questions or there's going to be a decision, or
yeah, you're not going to be here forever.
Yeah. Yes, if we do agree on this and he gets started, who does he talk to during the month of September?
Person.
Is that what you're saying, Bill, when Peggy
Pretty
is
much.
Gone? Who does he talk to say, oh, I found this?
I would volunteer to do that.
Yeah, I think Tom would be a good,
okay, good
liaison between us and
I agree.
Casey. Thank you, Tom.
Yes.
Thank you, Tom.
Did he give any kind of an estimate?
No.
If we just $1,500, it may not be enough.
What I'll do is I'll ask him for an estimate because, you know, what if it's $500 and he thinks we're willing to pay $2,000?
Exactly.
I don't like doing that. So.
Amen. I tend to think $500 per sculpture is more than fair.
Per sculpture, yeah.
I think so. And because of who it is, too, local and he's done work for us before.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we want to hear that again?
Yeah, I didn't hear it to begin with, so that would be awesome.
Okay, Tom, please.
I make a motion. This is the first time I've made a motion to allocate $1,500
up to
$1,500 to contracts with Casey McEnany to restore the three Jürgen Eckstein sculptures.
Okay, any other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, good. This is really good to keep this going and everything. And Tom, thank you for, I have just one thing still in Casey's email. And Peggy, you'll have to tell me whether this is out of order. I mean, I realize it's not on our agenda per se, but I was concerned in the last paragraph of Casey saying that about funds for the mural, and he's talked to Jeremy at News Times. He's able to give an easement for the property. I presume that the city is going to get all of that in writing. We're just not going to rely on an interim.
We are not going to rely on an interim. The problem here is that we are down 22 people from last year. We have a lot of vacancies we can't fill.
Really?
My assistant has left.
Oh, no.
Spencer was on vacation for 3 weeks. I was acting city manager, doing 3 jobs. I am the person who has to write these contracts for David's review, and I am a little bit behind, and I apologize for that.
Oh, don't worry about that, Peggy. All right, well, then we can't do anything with the News Times mural, it sounds like, until we get some paperwork in place, and that can happen in later on the fall.
We have to have an art easement.
Yep.
And that's what we have to have with the News Times. And then we have to have a goods and services agreement with Casey McEnany. I can, you know, I can get them done potentially. I'll have them done before I go, if I go. But then they fall into the hands of the city attorney.
Right. Well, I think I remember in our discussion when Casey was here last month that he probably wouldn't start on this mural until either the end of the year or sometime the first of next. Does anyone remember that? So we have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
So Peggy, why don't you just, you know, there's some time. Casey isn't gonna start on this for a while. Don't pressure yourself before you leave.
Well, there actually is some time because he is not going to start until the end of the year,
right,
is what he
so
told
we've got
us.
Time.
So
okay.
I was just looking at this as something I could push down the list.
Sounds like you've got plenty of other
things to work on.
Didn't realize. Whew. All right, so we are finished with that email, okay? We have a guest here in the audience. We have several letters from Mike Posner. Hello. And thank you for being here.
Do
you
Catherine, wanna...
yes.
This is not Mike Posner.
Oh, it's not. I can't tell on the face mask. Who are you? Who are you?
This is Scott Rasmussen.
Well, let's just get this over with so we can go on later.
Scott Rasmussen.
Okay.
Oops. I live in...
Hello. Thank you for being here.
I live in Otter Rock. My wife and I are building a house with Dietmar's help. And time to time, I will send Dietmar a poem that I've written, and he's generally encouraging. The other day, we were kicking around the idea of a city poet, what that might look like, and why that would be a good idea, and Dietmar suggested the committee might want to consider this, so that's the reason I'm here. The idea is to have the city become an active sponsor of poetry. And it would do so by creating a position within the city government titled the City Poet. And the responsibility of the city poet would be to produce poetry for use by the city at city events. The city poet wouldn't have a monopoly on poetry for this purpose by any means. The city poet would host an internet forum for poets to exchange poetry and comment on poetry and be a conduit then for good civic poetry that came from that process to go to the city council and this committee. What types of poetry am I referring to when I say civic poetry? Well, I'm not referring to love or dogs or fishing. All those are all great topics for poems. I'm referring to poems of and about Newport, and particularly the municipal function. So I wrote one that I would consider in that category, and I'll read it to the committee if you would like. Hearing no objection. The title of the poem is "To Newport's Working Artisans of Democracy, a Meeting Invocation in Lieu of Prayer." Around this city's council table, indulge freedom of camaraderie. Speak out what we all feel.
use reasoning to restrain minds and vocal cords. Collaborate to produce your collective best. Work first to benefit those in our community who need it most. You, Newport, has opened its heart and given its trust.
Okay, thank you.
So that's the concept, and I can get into how that would be,
okay.
The position would be established if you'd like.
Okay.
I've given thought to the details.
Okay, Scott, thank you. I think, Dietmar, can you help us here a little bit on...
Yeah, so Scott and Heidi have become very good friends, and so I was at their 25th wedding anniversary the other night, and we had a little wine and got to chatting about poetry, and Scott has this idea about having some kind of a poet program within the city, and he asked me if I could introduce him to this committee. And to the city in general to make this kind of happen. We didn't know where to go to make this kind of a request, but maybe the committee can think about that a little bit and try to figure out maybe where the best place to put that particular concept, whether it's in the OCCA or whether it's with this committee or whether... But I think it's a worthwhile cause to have that art form also be part of the city, not just visual arts and... but also the spoken word, yeah, so.
Okay, thank you for a little more background. Yes, Cynthia.
I love it.
Yeah.
She's the poet.
I am too.
Wallace Kaufman.
But I like the whole concept what Scott was talking about as far as a city poet goes, or some kind of recognition that poetry is part of this community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there needs to be an actual position, because now we have to say, okay, now we have this. We need a position for an artist. We need a position for a sculptor. We need a position. Less government for me is more, so I don't think we need somebody, I mean, a position as a poet. I don't mind sponsoring an event or some kind of introduction or something like that, but actually, and I don't think, I think that goes beyond the scope of our committee to do something like
this. Judy, yes.
I agree with Bill. And I do have a bias as a city employee, but as Peggy mentioned, we've had 22 positions cut, and we're having such a hard time even filling them. But I just think I like the idea that Bill has, as that we either sponsor it or promote it or do an event. But as far as advocating for a position within the city, I wouldn't be for that.
Well, I don't think that's what Scott was talking about when he said a position. I think it is more of a recognition that there's a poet that...
There is a city poet. It is by the council. The person does not get compensated. The person is selected by means of a competition. I would envision this committee to play a very active role in that competition and make a recommendation to the council. And that would be the path. I would imagine you'd want to set a term of 1 year or so for the position. It could be renewed. But do something on a short leash and see if it works.
Mm-hmm. So have you, Scott, approached the public library on your concept, or are you starting here with this committee?
Right here.
Uh-huh.
Well, I started.
I think the library is more of a organization that would be more in tune to this rather than the Public Arts Committee, because we deal with public art, which means all public.
I don't know that that's true, because poetry is an art form, and this is the Public Art Committee, and I think art, whether it's in a written word or visual or sculptural or three-dimensional, it's still art. And
but is it public art?
But it's but that's what Scott's talking about, having some kind of a poet. Poetry is a public statement.
Okay, Peggy. Thank you. We'll come back to that.
So what I think I heard was that a city poet would be sort of like the state's poet. The state has a poet.
Yeah, poet laureate.
Yes. And it's you know it's not a paid position, or I mean maybe it is. I don't know, but I didn't think that you meant to have a paid position. Because I can guarantee that couldn't happen, but I agree this is in the realm of public art, and perhaps what you might want to do is, you know, it seems like the idea needs to be fleshed out just a little bit more. I think the concept is great. That's just my opinion, and perhaps you could get a smaller group together to kind of flesh out the details and come back and tell us how it would work and. You know, how we could move it forward to council and, you know, what the first project would be perhaps, because it sounds like there would be a project involved and perhaps that project is finding the city poet. So, I mean, I think it's certainly a project that would fall within this group, if for nothing else, just a recommendation to council.
And would they just be promoting poetry? I guess I'm not sure. I mean, I know what the state poet does. I mean, poet laureate. But as far as here, do you think they would promote it, or what do you see this person doing?
Say the mayor or a member of council wanted a poem, a special occasion. Okay, we're lining a reservoir. We've got the project completed, and it's going to be dedicated. And it would solemnify the event. To have a poem. And so, city poet, can you come up with one? And I would, you know, for me, I'd write something specific to that occasion.
Okay.
And so it could be initiated either way, by the person or by the council or any of it. And I envision the poem would be submitted to the mayor. The mayor would evaluate that and whether to use it. In consultation with the council. So it isn't a done deal, and the poet isn't the reader. The mayor would have the prerogative, I would think, of designating the reader of the poem. But the poet wouldn't speak independently of the city, only if it oversight.
Okay. Yes, Tom.
I guess I would favor more of a traditional poet laureate sort of position, which in the state, at the state level, is appointed by the governor for a 2-year term. I'm not super excited about the city poet idea, the poet being so attached to the city, and that the governor or the mayor has to approve some poem and all this process, and the idea of a annual poetry contest to decide the city poet. That just seems too much to me. But the traditional poet laureate position, I would totally support. And that person is designated to promote poetry in the city and maybe, you know, create a poetry corner or something like that. Unless it was fleshed out a little bit more, I'm not gravitating towards this idea of a city poet, but I like the idea of a poet laureate.
Okay, thank you. Some other observations or comments? Yes, Francis.
What about any cost for the poet laureate, or how would that all figure out in money term?
Well, as I said, in my view, it would be not compensated, so there's no salary component. If there were an annual competition and you needed a venue for that competition, it may involve city resources like a room. Um, other than that, I can't think of any.
Possibly some publicity or advertising or.
Well, there's.
Get the word out.
Haven't thought that through.
Who owns the poet? Once, if you're assigned to do a poem, who owns it?
Joint copyright.
Yes.
The city would have the ability to publish the poem.
But you still own ownership.
The poet would have the ability to publish the poem. So there are two copyright holders.
So does the poet have to get approval from the city's portion of the copyright if the poet wanted to submit it to Sun Magazine?
There has to have the approval of the other.
Okay. Some other comments from the, yes, Judy.
I agree with Tom. I think this person promoting poetry and maybe doing an event or something makes more sense than having a city poem, because if you have someone in there and they do a poem and the mayor never likes any of their poems, I mean, I see this as not, I think it's an unusual idea as far as, I don't know, I'm just more in line with what Tom's thinking.
Okay. Someone else here on the committee? Any observation? Oh, yes, Cynthia.
Right, but he's not talking about that. He's talking about.
But isn't that what the library does? Keeping the public in mind, I would think now we would want an official photographer for the city, an official painter for the city, an official sculptor. I mean, it just keeps going down. Sorry.
Take that.
Once they go down, having an official poet speaking for the public, I see people wanting to know, what about an official city photographer, sculptor, painter, watercolor artist, et cetera. I mean, it's just going to go down. Just my thoughts. It sounds fine, too.
Yeah, we're just exploring this. This is totally new concept for us. Yes, Francis.
Well, in the past, for over 20 years, we had Writers on the Edge. That was a fabulous thing that was at the VAC. It was once a month, and it ran its course. And it was once a month, and it was open to anybody. It could be people from out of town if they wanted to. And they just came, and there was a sign-up sheet, and it cost the public $5 or something to come, and it was at the VAC, and a lot of them were poets, and it gave a forum for all kinds of different writers, and it was fabulously successful, but it was all volunteers, and the same people volunteered forever, and they just got, you know, burned out trying to put this whole thing together. And so it just collapsed, you know, it just ran its course. And I guess I would rather see the city support something like that than this. I like the idea of maybe a poet laureate, an honorary position, maybe. But I think this deserves a lot more discussion.
Okay.
Catherine?
Yes.
Can we put this on for the next agenda? I feel like we're going to need to discuss it more, and since it wasn't even on this agenda.
Right.
Can we add that to the next time?
I'm in favor of that as we explore this some more, and by then maybe having some more information to go on so that we have the ability for some more discussion. What's the pleasure of the committee that we put this on the October or November agenda? I mean, so that we can have some more discussion and maybe Cynthia can come up with some more background.
I vote that we hold it off for a while. We have so much other stuff to look into.
I second it.
Okay. Yes, Dietmar.
Well, yeah, so Scott, I don't think there's a definite timetable you have, right? I mean, you're just starting the process right now, and
yeah.
Do you see a problem with us putting it onto a future agenda item?
I don't, but the reason it came to my mind was I'm in a neighborhood chat group, right?
Okay.
And a person from Newport said, I'm new to town, I've published a couple of poetry books, and I would desperately want to share poetry and talk poetry with someone. So how do I get connected? And I think there is really no connection point that I can identify in the city for that activity.
A library would be well open. I mean, they have book readings, and they just had, I can't think of her name, that Stormbeat person, and she did a presentation. I mean, and I'm not opposed to this, but I'm just saying I think there are avenues for somebody who wants to do a poetry reading or something like that.
Thursday night poetry reading.
I also think, Scott, and I realize that we can't, we've got other items on our agenda here as well, but if I could give you my email or one thing or another, I am a co-chair of the Willamette Writers Coast Branch. And until the pandemic, we met monthly at the public library. We had all kinds of manner of writers. Some of you around the table, I know Cynthia has been to the Willamette Writers before, and we'd want to make sure to hook up this new person to that particular group and everything. So this is good on that. Okay, we have a motion. And you've seconded it, Francis.
What was the motion again?
I didn't hear a motion.
Oh, to put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Yeah, for the October. For that.
Don't need a motion for that.
No, and if we have a September meeting, we can put it on in September. I said, I don't know what's going to happen.
I would just put it on October.
Put it on in October. And Scott, this is very nice that you've brought this to us and your interest. And being a poet myself, I am, you know, it's good to think about getting poetry out there.
Yeah.
It really is. And thank you for coming. We will keep you posted. Peggy will get your email, or Dietmar can give it so that whichever month this is on, so we can take this up again, have some more information in our packet, and so on, and we'll get moving on. Which way, some way, how does that sound to everyone? Does that sound okay? Okay, good.
Thanks to the committee.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Did we vote on that motion?
No, it doesn't have to be a motion, I understand.
Oh. Oh, okay.
It just...
Okay.
Okay. So our next agenda item deals with the Lubchenco project. And we have in our packet a February 3rd, 2020 letter. And then apparently Mike Posner wrote another letter to Peggy, and we have that.
Yeah, clarified it.
And so I think I need, and Peggy, maybe you can help a little bit, or someone a little bit of refresher. We have a new member of the committee. A little recap of what the Lubchenco project is, or maybe Cynthia can or something to help us.
Remember.
I think that, you know, and I really don't think it was fleshed out to the point where I could adequately explain it, but there was a request to do some sort of recognition for Dr. Lubchenco here in Newport, and that it be an art piece. And I believe it was Cynthia asked that this be back on the agenda.
Yeah, I believe I did. This time. Well, I believe what else, I think what we decided was it got too complex with loaning money and paying money back, and also the other part that I think was a negative was it was all about one person, and it's just too big. It just didn't seem right. Am I saying this right?
Or I remember us discussing that, why isn't... the Marine Science Center, or whoever, why aren't they pushing this forward?
That's
They've
what
got a ton of cash.
And all scientists rather than just one person. I mean, I understand it's who she is, but at the same time, donating and paying back, and then it just got confusing.
He also, you know, he's requesting that we, well, this was back in 2020, that we set up a... a special account for this, and if it's the account related to a 503c3. So to me, this would go through the foundation and not us.
Ah.
It could very much, yes, because it would.
I think that's a good idea.
Refresh my mind, was there a project? Did we have visuals? Was there an artist, a specific artist already identified?
Yeah, he brought all that in. He had
my recollection, and maybe it's wrong, was that it was kind of an assemblage that went out in the water. Was that,
right.
Is yeah. that what it was? Is that, am I wrong? Is that?
I think it was a temporary maintenance.
But it was also temporary, and that's a kind of a question mark for me.
Is there a way that we could, at the next meeting or whatever, see these visuals again of and who the artist's name is? Dietmar, do you remember?
I remember her standing right here and talking to us, yeah.
But I'm not visualizing the piece of artwork.
We were confused, I think, and I don't think any of us really.
I think we need to go look at the minutes.
I think we're still confused.
I completely agree. Even when he was here, when we were meeting in that room, is when he came. I personally never understood. I could never wrap my head around exactly what he was talking about. I think if you want to further consider this, we should have him come back and or have him come to a foundation meeting if there is one down the road. Because, I mean, if he's asking, I'm not sure what he's asking for, and I wasn't even sure when he was there.
Well, it seems to me that it's a lot of money for something temporary.
Right.
Well, the way...
Wait one moment. Scott, go ahead. Aunt Young, yeah. You have to press that button down.
This committee to say it's okay to do this thing you're working on, and he's fully proposing to fund the entire thing.
And he wants to go through a 501c3, so it's tax deductible.
I don't think he, you know, I didn't get the idea that he was not looking for money. I got the idea he was looking for money. And
yeah.
That's what I say. I'm very confused about it. I was confused about it when he said it.
Yeah, donations.
And yes. I feel like... Do you want him to come back? I'll ask him.
In the update, because I got the same confusion when I looked at it the first time. I also looked in the January video, and I didn't see anything there.
Oh, yeah, no. When we were meeting in that room, we weren't on video. It's just an audio file.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so it says here in the first paragraph on the second page of when he did the updated notes, he said his first... paragraph says, I am not asking for a loan from the committee. He just wants, it seems, formal approval to do this piece of work, and that he's going to fully fund it. I read it.
Speaks of
getting money from the
successful
community.
Raising money.
Right.
And if they, so that means somebody, something has, some entity has to go out and try to raise money. And if we don't raise money or it doesn't raise money, he's willing to full $15,000. But we don't even know how much it would cost. So.
He says the contribution of $10,000, which might or might not be returned to me if we are successful in raising money. So I can't imagine that, we could come up with a clean contract kind of thing, like, okay, he'll give us this money, but if we don't raise it, he's going to give it to us. And I can't imagine that the city would think that's a clean
contract. Sounds like a foundation thing.
I agree. This totally sounds like a foundation thing. And if the foundation is interested in talking to him, you know, I mean, maybe that's a gift in a way if it doesn't come to fruition, because he says in here, I wish to deposit $15,000 to support the budget for the project. I will do so by providing a gift of $5,000 and a contribution of $10,000, which might or might not be returned to me if we are successful in raising money. And
okay, Francis, I know
I have another problem in that. The Marine Science Center, where are they in this? Does he have some sort of group that's promoting it, or is it just him? And if this person is so renowned in the marine science, where are they in this project? Right. I would think that he would at least have some support from them, and maybe they as a group want to support this. That's where I'm kind of fuzzy on that.
This history of this started where he met, I was displaying at a Yahats art show or something, and he came up, and we had the last name, we started, and we're not related, and then he brought this up, hey, I have an idea. I said, well, bring it to the Public Arts Committee. That was all my real involvement, because I didn't really know what it was.
Okay.
And he did, and...
Okay. Right.
So, Mary.
Not even be involved with the Marine
Science. Exactly.
Was actually
NOAA.
In NOAA, she was in Corvallis, and then she went to UBC.
Right.
So she really wasn't here at...
Right.
And he may not be a scientist at all and may not know...
No, he is. He's in a field that I can't even pronounce. I mean, I don't even know what it is. It has to do with neurons and the brain. And if you look him up, he's OSU.
So he's at OSU and he's in science, but he may not be in marine science.
I
don't remember.
Jogging my memory, I kind of, after you guys talking, I kind of remember this presentation and stuff, yeah, so.
So I have a little more overarching question, and I think we've all raised some good ones, and that is, who is going to do the fundraising for this? Because that's definitely implied here, and it's not clear who, you know, would take that on. But let's say, for example, that this goes to the our new Public Arts Foundation, which is really in a very infant stage, and, you know, just trying to get its feet on the ground and whatever. But let's say it goes there to the foundation, and he comes sometimes this fall and presents to the foundation. My question then is, and we've never had this situation before, can the foundation decide on their own to support a piece of public art and not run it by the Public Art Committee? They're separate entities, I know. But I'm having a time wrapping my brain around this foundation, public art. People see it. Let's just, for the sake of discussion, that it's something that isn't appealing. Then the people come to us, the Public Art Committee, then we refer them to the foundation. I don't get this.
I don't think that this committee has any purview over people placing public art. Look what Jürgen did.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was before there was a committee,
well,
though.
But people are placing public art in Newport,
all the
and
time.
They are not coming to this committee.
No, yeah.
And there's no requirement for them to
and
come.
The
just like
had
I don't think there would be any requirement for
court.
This person
right.
to come. This is totally something that should not be in the purview, in my mind, of this committee, but should be referred to the foundation.
Okay.
But I also believe that with the information that you have now, it's not enough for the foundation to even consider it. He's going to have to show up and talk again.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I
do
also,
we,
go ahead.
Do we really want to have a
navigation hazard in the bay?
Well, there would be a lot of permissions that would have to be obtained a long time before anything got put in the bay, because a long time ago we were working on a project for uplighting the Yaquina Bay Bridge, and we actually got a grant for it. And it had a couple of dolphins in the water that uplit the bottom of the bridge, and we had to spend a lot of time getting permissions to do that. You can't just, like, put something in the water and call it good. That's not how it works.
Right.
One of the things, it's the fourth paragraph. He says he needs our committee to consider where to place the art when it is ready and to communicate with Dr. Lubchenco to inform her of the project and get her full cooperation. To achieve this, I believe the Arts Committee or the mayor or some official agency needs to write a letter to her, including the project material from the artist, soliciting her willingness to help. I think that's really odd.
That's really odd. Why isn't he talking to her?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. I think this is all way too vague, needs to be brought up to the present time. And if it's the, you know, the pleasure of this committee, that this go to the Public Art Foundation and just let them sort through it. Yes, Dietmar.
My phone's vibrating. The way I see the foundation, that the foundation really doesn't get involved in art itself, but only as a finance for art. So I don't understand what the Art Foundation would be doing with this particular request, because he's fully funding it.
Well,
so,
we don't know.
It's really not a foundation issue as far as I can see. It's more if we as a public art committee want to support his effort or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, he keeps
he
talking about needing a 501c3 where to funnel checks.
So what you're saying then is that this committee has no purview over what's being created, only that he's looking for a way to fund it.
It looks to me like he's looking for a 501c3
yes.
so people can make donations to fund this thing.
Right.
Now, the Public Arts Foundation is a 501c3. And so that would be that. But this thing, like some of you have said, is way too vague to even know whether it should be referred to the Public Arts Foundation. And my suggestion is, if you want to talk about it further, we have him come back in here so that we can more adequately question him, because I think that my recollection is that there were questions asked, but I think clearly none of us were able to really understand it, or we would be talking about
and remembering
our understanding.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Too vague.
Yeah. Okay, Mary. Yeah.
So the last time we were talking about the public we said, well, we need a project. So this is perhaps a project. And with the development of the South Beach highways going in, there's been said that there's places to put art, because not only does he not know exactly what he's doing, he has no. So perhaps there would be a place set aside for the piece. South Beach area, which is right there by Hatfield. Now, this is all vague, may not ever happen, but that's just.
Yes.
For the pot, I was just
Yeah, you can say that. And that's okay. We need to dream. I'm still, even though you're withdrawing that, we still have letters from this person. The second letter, there's not a date, but it apparently is after February 3rd of 2020. Where do we go with this? What do we tell this person?
Well, this person isn't the person who's bringing this up to us right now.
Okay. Oh, it's not Mike Posner as Cynthia.
Yeah.
Thank you for that clarification.
So if you want to discuss this further, then we need to bring him in here. But he has not made that request.
Okay.
And what happened is February 3rd of 2020 is 10 days before we had our COVID emergency in this city. And everything stopped. So everything we were working on just stopped.
Sure. So committee members, in concluding, because we have other items and we only have a few moments left, do you want to pull this forward to learn more about it? I mean, it's nothing that goes in South Beach.
I would like to wait until he reaches out to us, if that happens.
And then we can maybe hand it off to the foundation.
He reaches out again, yeah.
If he reaches out again,
let's entertain it, yeah.
Okay, fine. Peggy, does this need to be in a motion or anything?
No, that's fine. I think that's a good plan.
All right, thank you. Well, there's always interesting things that come to this committee to discuss. That's what's exciting. Okay, moving along very quickly, this Art Trail Newport. I'm sure a number of you have heard about it, read about it in the News Times. I've been over to that little area there in the News Times building that used to be where there was a reception and desks and people, and now it's an actual gallery in there. And Jeremy asked me a couple of months ago to go over and give feedback, whatever. Anyway, they've decided to do this art trail, and you have the information about what it means. Just a couple of clarifications. Yesterday's paper indicated that the August event of the art trail has been canceled.
Oh, okay.
And due to COVID, and it's right here and everything.
Part of that, though, I mean, they had asked the rec center to be involved with that, and we told them, I mean, they only gave us like 2 or 3 days notice.
Oh, yeah. My.
And we wrote back and said, I'm sorry, but we just right now the way things are. And they said, apparently that's everyone else is feeling the same. So I think that's more of why they postponed it, or part of why they postponed it.
And thank you for that, because I didn't know if they had approached the rec center. I really don't know just where all the trail goes everything, but stay tuned. My main purpose for putting this on the agenda, folks, is so that we are not confused, because we have talked in the past about the Oregon Coast Public Art Trail, which is sponsored by OCVA, OCV as in Victor A, Oregon Coast Visitors Association. And that is highlighting for tourists public arts from Astoria to Brookings Harbor. Anytime you'd like to go on the OCVA website, it is visittheoregoncoast.com. Okay, so I just want to make sure we've got a lot of trails and stuff going on here, and Oregon Coast Public Art Trail. Some of you remember a couple of years ago when someone was here, a subcontractor from OCFA, you know, trying to get a lot of our public art information to put there. And Nikki Price she talked to me looking at the public art trail from Bandon to Brookings Harbor, and kind of looking in there. So anyway, it's just kind of an update, but I wanted to make sure that we were kind of clear on all these trails. Yes, Scott, you're new.
So what I wanted to say as a new person,
yes,
when I saw this agenda item and I started looking at it, it made zero.
Uh-huh.
I could not figure out any of the websites to go to. I couldn't figure out what an art walk was that had one site on it. It just confused me, and that's kind of my comment.
So it
needs carefully fleshed out, and maybe it's not even us, and that's
it's not.
It is not us, and the reason that it is on the agenda, and I appreciate your feedback as a newcomer, is because this committee was involved with OCFA and the Oregon Coast Public Art Trail. And so, first of all, there's the update, and then also the clarification that it's not what we're not involved, of course, and that we've got several trails. Now, I've totally probably confused you. I'm sorry.
So this is just totally local. This is Newport. It's our local newspaper. They've got this, Cove Gallery within their building.
And they're trying to get businesses to, host an artist. They said they would want each artist to have 8 to 10 pieces of work, which made me nervous just in the rec center with all the kids and everything. It was like, oh, good Lord. But
to host. The
artist would sit there with the pieces of art, and it would be for, I think it was 3 or 4 hours, that people would have a map and go from business to business to look at these artists and their art.
And that's the walk.
Right, and that's as it relates, the Art Trail Newport, Oregon, which is canceled.
Thursday, the one that was canceled.
Right.
But is this, just so I'm clear, it is not associated with the Oregon Coast Visitor Association Public
That's
Art Trail.
That's correct. There is no association whatsoever.
It's, the News Times is trying to find their niche or something. They're kind of trying to get away from just that publishing, but promoting Art Town, which is, you know, great, but with some unusual things, I think. But, I mean, it's a nice try.
Right.
They need to give you more notice. Three or 4 days is not enough.
Okay. So anyway, enough on our different trails. So we just get off on that. So I want to jump to the update on the ambassador repair. We'll come back to C5 in a moment.
Okay.
You have a little correspondence here.
Yes,
any questions or anything for Peggy about this?
So this is an email that came from that person who's restoring the ambassador. I'm kind of not totally comfortable with how long it's taking, but it is apparently moving forward. And I just got a message from him while we were in this meeting that I'll be meeting him on Monday at 9:30 at Don Davis Park to figure out where we should relocate that pad, because it's too close to the parking lot, and those people who drive monster trucks,
they could just
back into it.
Yeah. It's too close, yeah.
They obscure it.
Huh?
They obscure it when they park there right in front of it.
Exactly, and there's no really room to get around there. And so if anybody wants to come down and share their ideas on Monday at 9:30, as long as there aren't more than 4 members.
Can we add an EV charging station there?
Huh?
A Tesla charging station
now,
there?
I would like that. I charge at home.
Yeah, no, there's a charging station.
Okay, so you're meeting with Wyatt this coming Monday, 9:30, on location, and things will be discussed. Cynthia.
Oh, the sculpture garden?
Well, I did confirm with the planning department that it would be acceptable for us to move that. You know, what we were thinking after Anita went down there and took a look was maybe 4 or 5 feet just directly back from where it is, yeah, so that if
at least
park those behemoths there, then there's still room to walk around.
Yeah, Dietmar.
So I agree with you, Cynthia. There was a plan that we approved, I think, at council for the layout of that particular area. And I think it, yeah, I think it should be coordinated with that somehow. Yeah.
But that's in the next lot.
No, that's in that same lot.
No, I thought Peggy told us it wouldn't.
I think council looked at that and approved a plan for that.
But they didn't, did they approve moving the ambassador?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's all we're doing is just like pushing it back a few feet so it doesn't get hit. It's not going to really impact the plans for the sculpture garden. And I did check with planning. I confirmed that, you know, this didn't interfere with anything. And
so you don't violate the plan.
You know what? I'm going to be out of here, so you have to come and get me.
So it doesn't sound like moving something back 5 or 6 or 7 feet, getting it a little back there, because we have that little bit of landscaping also that we've approved around the ambassador that we have to allow for. That is, it's my understanding, that's not going to impact this plan.
No.
Okay. All right. So we're all set on that. Yes, Francis.
So what's going to happen at the meeting on Monday at 9:30?
I'm just going to show them where we're just going to show them where we want the pad for the ambassador.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it. We're talking about 10 minutes and no more.
Okay. And it's not a meeting, so we can't have four people show up. It can only be, although Cynthia is not an official member, or Dietmar, or Scott. So.
And I'm happy. It would be great if
you
came.
Okay. So in our last minute and a half, you have asked me from time to time to keep you updated on Art Toledo. On the table as you leave, there are flyers. We're having another Art Oysters and Brews on September the 4th. And we have a whole new set of artists in the pop-up galleries down on Main Street in Toledo. This committee had talked at one time, and we can still do it, catch our breath on things here after COVID, of supporting the work of what Art Toledo does, because it is about encouraging economic development and tourism in that town. And I just wanted to update you on that. We are going to be looking at mural projects over in Toledo and whatever. So these are available as you walk out the doors. So that's it. And another event on September 4th, 12 to 5 on a Saturday. Come over. Any other things from the committee of the good? We still have to decide on a date. So we do an October date. Oh, yes. Dietmar, please.
So I don't know if you've been down Harbor Way lately. They totally realigned that. The city's put in sidewalks and they put in curbs, and there's a couple of areas with that realignment of 13th Street that are public properties, which are fairly significant areas, which I'm just throwing it in the hat, saying that there's potential areas where we might do something on that Harbor Way. So.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a really good spot there. In fact,
the city engineer came to me the other day and he said, you know, we're making these changes and there's a really great spot for a piece of public art. Just saying.
Where is Harbor Way?
That's the one going down to the bayfront from the hospital.
Yeah, and you know how there used to be that sort of monster, like you didn't really even know what it was. It was kind of a major cul-de-sac or something. You know where I'm talking.
It's all been realigned.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all been realigned. And now it's my understanding from Chris Tanigo, who's our acting city engineer, that there's a really awesome spot down there for public art.
Great spot, yeah.
So 13th Street.
13th and Harbor, yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll go take a look. And we need to make sure that the South Beach thing gets back on our agenda for
October.
So let's see, the third Thursday in October, I think, is the 21st?
It sure is, and there will be at least three people in this room who will not be able to attend because of the League of Oregon Cities Conference.
Okay, so we do it on the 14th?
And, I'll be...
We'll be there for 3 days, won't we?
Yeah, but you're going to already be there. You'll be in Bend already on the... You're going up on the 20th.
What about the 28th?
Or the 14th?
The 28th is better. The 14th, I'm facilitating a session for the Washington Municipal Clerks Association in Lake Chelan.
So, sounds like October 28th, that'll be the fourth Thursday for this month, or for that particular month. Is that okay with everyone?
As long as everybody dresses for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Peggy.
So, I will just say one thing. If I do not go on vacation, then we'll go ahead and schedule a September meeting.
Okay.
I mean, between now and September the 2nd, the Italians may bar Americans from entering the country.
So a possibility, and that one will actually be the third Thursday?
Let's see that date.
Yeah, what is that date?
Okay, so that would be September 16th, and yep, that would be fine.
Okay, so that's the third Thursday, September 16th. Yeah, so we'll just wait to hear from you whether you're gone or not.
Exactly. Cool. And the other piece of that is, even if I'm not gone, we could, or even if I don't go, the other thing is we can do September 30th if you want to.
That
why?
Would be bad for me.
That'd be bad. Actually,
better
I
for
don't
you?
Even know why I said that.
No, bad for me.
Bad. So 16th. So
never mind. I was. I will be at a conference then. September 16th.
Okay. And we'll wait to hear if that we have that or not.
That happens.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mercy, all the topics we talk about and do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Stay safe.
Thanks, everyone.
Be well.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Turn your thing off.